Yeah, man, you had nothing but bad luck.
Okay, now, if it rained a lot last night, what would you say?
Well, it rained all night.
Was that a right smart, or was that a...
It pulled out.
Okay. If you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than yes, you say...
More enthusiastic than yes.
Yeah, more enthusiastic than yes. What would you say?
But like you believe something or talk about something?
Yeah, but you don't
want... Oh, yeah, I believe that, sure.
Okay. If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than with just yes, what would you say? What are some of the things you say on Sunday morning?
Amen.
Okay. Can you really do that? Can you really wash dishes?
Yeah, I can wash dishes.
Can you really cook?
Oh, yeah. Cook anything in about it's getting warm.
All right. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you just say yes?
No. How you feeling? Glad to see you.
All right. Now, suppose, let's say the people you went to babysit for last week asked you to do something. How would you answer them?
Can you come babysit? And I said, yes, I'll come.
Do you ever say yes, sir?
No, that's
Well, tell us some of the things you used to say.
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, and all that thing.
All right. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he
don't like to go to church, or he don't like to go to town.
All right, now, let's use Mark for an example. Every Sunday morning, he gets up and he doesn't want to go to church. We say he just, what,
just going... Just lazy, just don't want to go to church.
All right. What about he just, okay, let's take you for example. Suppose you don't like to go to the doctor's office. You say, I just do what?
I just don't like to go to the doctor.
And you don't like it, but you go on.
I go on in the house.
And I just do what? When you sit down and think about it, you say, I just do what?
I just sit down and think about it.
And I just dread.
Dread to go.
All right. It wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was what?
Cool.
All right, suppose it's real, real cold.
Freezing cold.
All right. If your mother cooks something you like, you might tell her it's good, or to emphasize it, you might say, Mom, that's
delicious.
All right, if, let's say you have cooked a delicious meal, and you put it up on the table, and the dog came and pulled a plate down, what would you say?
That dairy dog pulled the plate off the table.
All right, now, let's say, he grabbed your pie and ran outdoors with it.
He grabbed the pie and ran outdoors with it. Eat it up.
What would you say to him?
Get out of here, break!
All right. What would you say if you were excited about something? Maybe about the dog, for example. What would you say?
Oh, I'm excited about that dog. He's a good dog or something like that. You're
suppose he did something wrong.
That bad dog ain't no good dog.
Okay, what would you say when you're a little mad with yourself for doing something stupid?
I can cook myself. Do such a foolish thing.
Yeah. Okay. When something shocking is reported, what do you say?
Oh, that must be real shocking, eh?
All right. When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting?
Good morning, or good evening, or how you do, or how you feeling.
When you are introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'm glad I met you. My name is Sister. What's your name on?
If you have enjoyed their visit, you say, come what?
Come again. I enjoyed your visit. Glad to have you anytime.
What do you say when you meet someone at Christmas?
Christmas, yeah.
Okay. What do you say on the 25th of December when you first get up, meet somebody?
April Fool.
No, Christmas.
Christmas, good morning, Christmas year.
All right. What do you say on the first of the year?
First New Year, good morning, New Year, Happy New Year.
Anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you?